you're joining myself, Tom, and my dear friend Sam. He's going to be chatting a little bit about her life and a little bit about her business, The Core Health.
Thank you.
Firstly, for people that don't know, Sam, what is The Core Health?
So The Core Health is a business that I've brought together pretty much from my own experiences growing up with the threshold of anxiety and depression onset from an eating disorder. So essentially my business is health and lifestyle coaching connected with nutrition, lifestyle, and the way you think. So I work with pretty much everyone now with a mind or an ability to want to make positive change for their life, and primarily focused around changing your mindset to make better habits and change depleting thoughts.
How has this business improved your mental health? Because obviously when you're focusing on everyone else's mental health, is that helping you, or do you find you don't have as much time for yourself anymore?
Yeah, it's one of those things, and especially going from school and having university as such an option, I didn't go down that road, and I've really committed myself to making this work because I'm so passionate about the shifts that I have made within myself to help other people. But it's one of those things, and being such a giver, you want to help anyone and everyone, and it's kind of daunting, but to make yourself your priority, not in a selfish way, but to say, okay, I know what I can offer, and I offer it from the best part of myself, is implementing these self-care practices for yourself. So I always make sure that once I've spoken to someone, I really cut it off after to give them the best value, as well as to give myself the best value so I can live my best life as well.
On the topic of sort of mental health, as you said, you went through some difficult times when you were younger. What are the sort of warning signs, and what are the biggest threats for young women at the moment?
I think some of the biggest threats, not even just for young women, but especially guys as well, it's that whole aspect of being vulnerable and that fear of change. And I think each person's connection to anxiety or depression will present themselves in different ways. For me, a lot of my friends and my family didn't know I was going through that, because how I would present myself to other people would be completely different to how I was sitting with myself and how I was thinking. So it depends on how you're masking it. But I mean, if you're connecting to a habit that you know isn't good for you, or it's a consistent routine, whether it's a addiction to a substance, addiction to depriving, addiction to over-exercising, which is never a bad thing, but you always want to look at your intention around doing it, if that makes sense. So if my intention is to better myself because I want to feel good, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But if you want to deplete yourself because you're not happy with what you just ate, or you're not happy with certain other things in your life, it looks at addictions filling a void that you can't be consistent with in your own life. So we want to look at, okay, for example, let's say a girl is intimidated by a photo on social media, so she will start to want to aspire to be someone else. So it looks at connecting to poor eating habits by restriction, over-exercising because they don't love their body, they're doing it for a certain outcome that isn't theirs. And I think that's that whole thing. It's comparing rather than embracing, if that makes sense. So I think a habit you want to look at is, okay, am I doing this to better my life, or am I doing this to depleting myself? And that's the whole aspect of holding yourself accountable in that way.
Okay, right. And you touched on just before there, it's obviously an issue with a lot of young males as well.
Yeah.
And I know personally that for years there's always been the stigma of, you know, you got to be tough, you got to be a guy. And even though like it is addressed a lot more, there's still that hidden fact, I actually have to be tough here. I can't show my emotions. I can't, you know, let myself be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And do you feel like as much as in women, it's a really tough place for young men as well?
Oh, hugely. And especially just with chatting to people. And I think once you start a conversation, it's been quite funny to be out, like even at a pub or just on the street or anyone, and someone recognizing your voice and being like, oh, that actually resonates with me. I feel, especially with guys as well, and I've always been one of the boys growing up. So it's just holding that conversation and seeing everyone as equal. And especially for guys, it's talking about feelings as not being macho or not being a certain way. And especially with this body positivity stuff, it's the same with that, always feeling like you have to be big, you have to be toned, but to feel content, it's a struggle in both ways. And I think the aspect of actually attaching to a feeling for a man as well builds better relationships and builds that confidence to know that, okay, this, I'm allowed to feel like this as well. I'm allowed to feel belittled and that doesn't make me any less of a human, that doesn't make me any less of a man. It's actually opening myself for a better life personally.
What are some steps that young girls, and especially parents, can take to both notice these issues and also combat them?
Yeah. It's really, I've been asked this question a lot, especially I'm quite lucky to have very good support from my family, and I was very intense to deal with. But in, it's a roundabout way because everyone's issue or anything like that is going to present themselves differently. But just to be there without being pressured, because it's one of those things, it's like when someone comes up to you and tells you what to do and how to feel and how to fix it, you're not going to want to make change until you're personally ready. And if you push that too early, it could backfire. But it's one of those things for a parent or anything, that's the last thing you want to see a child go through, or a friend or a family member. But that's why the commitment to your mindset and having personal goals rather than external ones are always so important. So having that commitment to well-being, or having that connection to knowing your mindset, instead of having an outcome with a job in the future or anything like that, so it's going to put pressure. It's those little steps each day that you can take to better yourself. So whether it's little forms of exercise, always having something to do that's going to better yourself. So whether it's a little walk, something to cook, something to attach to that you know lifts yourself up.
I feel like personally I was pretty lucky with my parents growing up.
Yeah.
I've always had a really good connection with them.
Yeah.
So if anything troublesome or anything bad was going in my life I didn't really know how to deal with,
yeah,
I could go to them and I could speak to them openly. So
yeah,
it sounds like what you're saying is obviously parents have to, they have to be there for when the child's ready to talk. You can't pressure them into it.
Yeah.
So I suppose creating that safety and that that relationship from
safe
a young
space.
Age. Yeah, from a young age, so that the kids do feel confident. They can come to them when they're 17 and 18 and just go, I don't feel good. I don't feel like this is doing well.
And
for
I
me.
Think another big thing that is also an issue, well, not really an issue, but I work with a lot of mums and actually dads as well. And one of their biggest fears is, well, we're lucky in our society, we're starting to talk about these things, we're getting real on mental health, we're getting very politically open in a good way, but for them it was never a thing. So they're kind of dealing with what we're dealing with now in their later life. So there's a lot of fear and apprehension that they're going to bring their crap let's say, or their past into their kids' futures with not knowing how to express themselves or not feeling vulnerable enough to experience that connection with their kids or voicing maybe their past issues. And it's one of those things I always say, if you're lovingly honest and you come from a good place within yourself, you can't judge yourself or no one else can judge you. And I think especially just starting a conversation and being honest with your parents as well, okay, this is how I'm feeling, this is what's going on, and they might not restrict it, but building that connection of openness and getting vulnerable is where those changes are made. So I think it's one of those things with, okay, is this going to better me or deplete me? And at the end of the day, it might be intimidating, but voicing those things is where opportunity for change and growth occurs.
Well, Sam, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This morning on 2SER. You've been listening to Sam Fluke, owner, operator, mindful coach.